Joining me today is the founder of AbleNet, Paul Ashurst. Thank you for joining me, Paul. So first of all, for anybody who doesn't know what AbleNet is, can you just give us a brief explanation of what AbleNet does and what it's about?
AbleNet is, in a nutshell, it's a hub for people with disabilities and primarily dealing with experiences and fun times and allowing people with disabilities and visual impairments to join in and have experiences that people without disabilities and visual impairments have. So things like supercar driving, skydiving, skiing, etc.
So we spoke to Gazzy a couple of weeks ago about the driving experiences that you put on. And he, you know, 5 stars reviews all round from him. And if you missed that, you can catch that on our Audio Boom page up on our website. So Paul, when we get on the track, what can we expect from the supercar driving experiences? How does the day work?
We start off with basically there's a check-in. So you get to the track about 30 minutes before your driving slot, check-in, which is all COVID covered and assured. And because we don't have many drivers on our track, there's plenty of space and people aren't rushed, etc. So you check in at your comfort. And then you'll get introduced to the instructor, who'll guide you through what's going to happen, drives, confirm which supercars you'll be driving. And then the instructor will allow you to go and sit down, gather your thoughts, a cup of tea if you want to, and then he'll come over and have a further chat with you and take you over to the car. There's no sort of hustle bustle. It's all in your time, and people will be able to take photos when you're out of the car, when you're in the car, and sort of drive around the track.
How important is it for you? I know you have a maximum of 50 people on any given day. How important is that compared to, say, like 200, 300 that you might have on you know, an able-bodied day? How important is it to keep those numbers down to make sure that everyone's got sort of the time and the space that they need?
Yeah, for us, it's everything. And it's one of the things that everyone mentions, how there's no crush, there's no rush, there's no pushing around, that you do find on these able-bodied drive days, that people are pushed and rushed and thrown in and out of cars, etc. But it's all part of the experience. None of us like being hustled anywhere. And certainly when you've got a visual disability, or you really don't want to be pushed anywhere. You don't want to be rushed into doing anything. So really 50 cars, 50 drivers is something that I've set to say, that's it, that's enough. You know, it's about having a full experience. And not just for yourself, for everyone that's with you as well. It's, you know, it's a great family and friend event, as Gazzy sort of said last time. Mm-hmm. You know, all his friends had a great time.
And so what are the kind of cars that people can be driving? You say supercar, what do you mean by that?
It's the bona fide supercars. So they're not kit cars, they're original cars. So we start off and the most popular car is the Lamborghini Gallardo, which is a true Lamborghini Gallardo. It's two seats. Then we have the Ferrari F430 Spider, which is the soft top version. We have an Aston Martin DB9 that we run, that again is an Aston Martin DB9, and that's more of all the cars we do. That's sort of the luxury super quick car.
And how quick are we talking?
Well, the car itself will do, I think it's limited to 155 miles an hour. The fastest visually impaired driver we've had on track in the Aston Martin was, I think it was 91 miles an hour. And the Lamborghini tends to hold the record, or does hold the record with us, for the fastest. And that was Gazzy again last week that did 97 in that.
Blimey heck. And it is, you know, it is sort of the person in the driver's seat that's driving, isn't it? And they have the pedals, they have the steering wheel.
Yep. It's about their experience. And it is just, it's them in full control of the car. The instructor has a brake, and that's it. It doesn't have any other way, and the instructor has as little involvement in the experience as possible. It's as simple as that, and it really is. They talk very little, and as you'll be able to see on the videos that we have, they talk very little. You know, half the fun is, you know, feeling that you're on your own in the car and here in the car. I mean, these cars, you know, we also have the Audi R8 and the Porsche 911 and a Nissan GTR. I mean, the Nissan, for instance, is so loud that really, you know, it's an experience that people want.
Sort of feeling the power of it as well, like.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And often sort of on the day, they'll keep an engine running and you can just, they just seem powerful. They're all, you know, it's quite amazing. Just sat there is an amazing experience.
So from your point of view, what's the most important aspect of the day?
Memories, to be honest. Creating memories for people. That's what I want to do. And for people to, certainly on the drive days, is to do something they would never, ever be able to do. I mean, the vast majority of people anyway, able-bodied or visually impaired, will never drive a supercar. We're giving people like myself with disabilities or, you know, visually impaired, the opportunities of a lifetime.
So at the beginning, you briefly sort of brushed over the skydiving. Tell us a little bit about some of the other experiences that you offer alongside the supercar driving.
Yes. Skydiving. So we do indoor and outdoor skydiving. So the indoor skydiving we do with iFly. And basically it's an air tunnel. And you are just into the air tunnel, you've got your flight kit on and you've got your helmet and your goggles, etc. And you are literally, it feels like you are free falling. There's a huge fan underneath and you're just pushed up in the air by this fan. It's like you're free falling for a minute. It's amazing. Indoor skydiving is an amazing thing. Skiing, we do skiing as well. We do skiing, indoor skiing at the moment on snow skis, snow slopes. And that's really is whatever your disability or visual impairment. Mm-hmm. You know, we will get you skiing straight away. And this isn't sort of a 3 week course of which you'll ski on day three. This is our week three sort of thing. This is, ablenet.co.uk will get you skiing within the first 5 minutes of you being on the slope.
And that's what we want, isn't it? You know, you don't want to be faffing around and waiting around. You want to get stuck in.
That's what it's about. That is exactly what it's about. And everything we do, you know, we don't want to sit by the sidelines, do we, and watch other people do it. We want to get in and do it.
Exactly.
And we do flying now. We do flying, so visual impairment or disabled, you know, we will get you in a plane and you will fly that plane. We have access to planes with hand controls.
If somebody's listening thinking, wow, they sound like incredible experiences, but they're a little bit maybe scared or a little bit worried, what advice, what would you say to them to sort of make them feel a little bit less sort of anxious about maybe getting involved?
Firstly, they won't be the first that feels anxious or concerned about getting involved. We handpick every experience we do. We handpick the instructors. We make sure that the people that are guiding us thoroughly know what they're doing. And really, it is all about the customer. It's all about our, you know, people through ablenet.co.uk. It's all about them having the best possible time they want to have. And if, for instance, we had an indoor skydiver that, you know, it took us, I think it was 5 or 6 minutes just for them to get into the tunnel, for them to feel comfortable getting in the tunnel. And, you know, there's never a rush. We don't do rushing. You know, we do things at everyone's pace. And, you know, it's all about memories and having a great time.
Brilliant. So where can we find out more about AbleNet?
Best is go onto the website, which is ablenet.co.uk. Or you can also find us and follow us on Facebook, which is AbleNet UK. Or Instagram as well, which is also AbleNet.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Paul.
It's a pleasure, Elaine. Thank you very much for your time.